What do you mean you got fired? They can't fire you. You're the best they've got. Cassie couldn't help but smile at the vehemence in her best friend's voice. I didn't get fired from the job. I got fired from the project. Carrie snorted on the other end of the phone. Fine, but they're making a mistake. Cassie shifted her tote as she fumbled for her car keys. The bag fell down her arm and into the crook of her elbow. The weight of it sent her phone flying. Damn it. She growled as she dropped to the parking garage floor to find her keys and pick up her phone. She found the keys in the bottom of her bag, but she had to lie on her side to reach for the phone, which had predictably slid under her car. It was just that kind of a day. Cassie! Cassie, are you there? Carrie sounded far off. Thank God Cassie had put the call on speaker. Yeah, just a sec, I dropped my phone. She reached as far as she could, her fingers touching the edge of the phone. If she could just stretch a little further. What are you doing, Dixon? Cassie yelped and bumped her head at the unexpected voice sounding so near. She bit off a whole bunch of swear words as she peered up at the person standing over her. Amelia Crawford was the creative force behind Elite Events. She was also the boss who told Cassie she was off the project just moments ago. I dropped my phone, Cassie said. It went beneath the car. Amelia arched a perfectly manicured eyebrow. You're never going to reach it. Your arm is too, fat, Cassie supplied in her head. Short, Amelia said, looking pleased with herself for thinking up a suitable word. Amelia was tall and thin, and though she never said it, seemed to view being fat as a failure. I can touch it, Cassie said, heat blossoming in her cheeks. I just need to slide it this way. Amelia rummaged in her bag and held out a neatly folded umbrella. Here, try this.
Ty's sleep schedule was still off after the trip to Austria to rescue Natasha and Daria, his boss's woman and her daughter. Well, the boss's daughter now, and his fiance. Ian had proposed to Natasha on the flight back, and she'd said yes. Ty hadn't liked Natasha much just a couple of weeks ago, but now he thought she was pretty cool. He'd never seen anybody move the way she had when she'd taken out the person who'd threatened her daughter. She'd been poetry in motion, like a ballet dancer, but with martial arts moves that were lethal. Ty scrubbed a hand over his face and blinked, wondering what had woken him. Mystery solved when his phone buzzed on the nightstand. He reached for it and peered at the screen. It was his cousin. He thought about sending the call to voicemail, but she wouldn't give up if he did. He stabbed the screen. Carrie? Are you in bed? She asked, sounding affronted and perky at the same time. He pushed up on an elbow and yawned. Some of us have to work, Care Bear. Don't call me that. Ty chuckled. He loved that he could still get under her skin. She was 30, he was 32, and she was the closest thing he had to a sister. Considering their mothers were sisters who'd married the Scott brothers, they were closer genetically than most cousins. Thankfully, Carrie had gotten the good Scott brother for a dad. What do you want, Cassie Dixon again?
Yes.
She was silent for a moment. When she spoke again, he could hear the wavering of her voice, like she was holding back tears.
Someone sent her a dead rat, Ty. A dead rat in a box.
Ty frowned and pushed upright until he was leaning against the headboard. Did she call the police?
No, she says she doesn't want to waste their time.
Tell her to call them, Carrie. She needs to register a complaint. Get this documented.
I know, but she insists it's nothing sinister. She says it's that damn YouTube channel of hers and a disgruntled viewer. But how did they get her address, Ty? That's what scares me.
He didn't like it either, but he didn't want to upset Carrie more than she already was. He'd already pissed her off when he'd failed to remember who Cassie Dixon was when Carrie had started texting him about her a couple of weeks ago. In his defense, it had been a lot of years, and Cassie was forgettable.